Austin, what were the key takeaways the offensive line took from that win over Cincinnati with without Waylon Lopuaho in the lineup?
Yeah, it was definitely we definitely missed Waylon, him being a leader in the offensive line group, and he was definitely missed. But I think we did everything that we wanted to do going into that game. I think we executed everything very well. Coach Woods and our GAs and Coach A-Rod put us in great positions for us to really run the ball the way we wanted to, and really just make creases and holes for the running backs, and especially for LJ. And you know, the way things turned out, we were very happy with the end result.
And then looking ahead to this week, you're listed on the roster as a junior, but you're going to be recognized on senior day. Is this going to be your final year? Do you have eligibility remaining after this season? Just maybe lay out your options going forward.
Yeah, no, I that might be a typo. I'm definitely a senior. This will be my last game at Lavelle Edwards. So it's going to be a surreal moment for me and my family, but we're super excited and happy for the future. So
next question from Sean Walker.
Austin, I asked LJ after the game on Saturday about kind of the holes and the creases you guys were opening for him. He gave all the credit for his career high rushing yard to you guys on the offensive line. I want to see, though, just from a lineman's perspective, what is it that makes LJ so great? His vision, his burst, his speed, like whatever it is, like what do you see out of him that makes him kind of do what he does as he kind of follows you guys through a bunch of big holes, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, who he is as a person. He didn't just, you know, come up on these 1,000 yards just this season. It's all the work that he's put in the off season as well, all of his success that he's had. It's definitely been something that he's been working towards and working very hard towards. We were honestly just there, doing our job, and he was doing his job, and ultimately, you know, it got him to where he is now. And so that's just kind of how we take it as an O-line group. We know we're just doing our job in our 111 football.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Austin, you've been rotating both at guard and at right tackle. Just take us into what's going on there. Is this a chance for you to get next level of both positions?
Yeah, I think Coach Woods definitely, you know, wanted me to get some reps at tackle as well. Before coming here to BYU, I did play tackle at my last school, and so that was kind of just a decision that we've talked about over the season. And he felt, you know, that I think it was the Iowa State game is when I started rotating again. He felt that was a good time for me to kind of just showcase that. But it's been in the talks for a while now, and so it's been good. We've had a good time, and it's been really fun.
Also wanted to ask you, in terms of you going from FCS to FBS Power 4 level, do you feel like the step is maybe not as hard as you thought it might have been? Like, take us through the whole, like, your process, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different process, going from an FCS to an FBS level. Things are a little bit faster. But it's definitely, you know, you feel more prepared in a sense, like your body's going to be right, your mental, your physical, just everything's in order. Rather, you know, at a lower school or a lower division school, you kind of have to do a lot of things on your own, if that makes sense.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Austin, obviously you've coming off a really emotional game. And it's senior night, so emotions will be running high. How will you guys respond, and how will you react and guard against any sort of, I don't know if you'd call it an emotional letdown or coming back to earth sort of thing?
I think we're just going to do, you know, what our coaches, you know, tell us to do each and every week, you know, flush it, get our minds right for this new opponent. You know, don't let the outside noise get to us or anything. Something our O-line coach says to us all the time is the environment changes and we don't. And then he also says, you know, we got to have poise in the noise. So just keeping our nose down and our heads in the right headspace, and, you know, we'll continue to do what we do.
All right. Do we have any other questions for Austin? Okay. Oh, Mitch Harper next.
Austin, just curious, the you know, the experience that you've had at BYU when you picked BYU out of the portal, has it been everything you kind of hoped for, and just maybe just what this experience has been at BYU and when you were navigating the portal?
Yeah, BYU has definitely been everything that, you know, I could have dreamt of. You know, I've always wanted to be at BYU since I was a little kid. I grew up coming to the games, and just, you know, being here has been such a surreal experience for not only me, but for my family as well, my wife, my two daughters. And essentially, I wouldn't really be here if it wasn't for my wife and my two kids. And I've loved every moment of being here, the coaching staff. You know, I give a lot of thanks to them as well, but ultimately, you know, I have to thank my Heavenly Father, my wife, you know, and my family and our support system. But they've gotten me to this point, and, you know, I can't take it for granted. You know, I love BYU, and, you know, I love my teammates. They really are the best teammates in the world. And so, you know, they've made these last 2 years a pretty magical experience. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions? Okay, looks like you're good to go, Austin.
Thank you.